listen to the news all the time. If you look at the news, that makes you feel so fine. Tune into Good News when you get online. Like a burning book with all the stories and more. News that makes you smile before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune into Good News when you get online. Run, get online. Listen to Good News all the time. Run, get online.
Boom. Okay, hello everybody. Today is Nurses Day. Okay, let's play some due respect to them. And we're going to have a nice story about them. Okay, here we go. Alrighty, hi, how are you today? And so today is the 6th of May. Hey, Gregory. Thank you for joining in. And we're very excited to share a lot of good news once again each and every day here at 3 o'clock and then at 7 o'clock. Our heroes, thank you, and some other content. But today's show, we are focusing on our nurses. We have a story about that. And then we have a story about Mount Sinai Hospital, about emergency concerns. So do not go to the hospital if you have an emergency, okay? It's more than likely extremely wise to do that because this is not the time to self-medicate if you really need as though you a scenario to be dealt with, then do it. Actually, that hospital saved my life, Mount Sinai, over there. So that was, you know, that's important. So we'll hear from one of their leaders of that Mount Sinai Hospital. Then we're going to go and do a little piece on animals. I interviewed a veterinarian who talks about ticks and Lyme disease and some things that you can do to avoid that for your pets. And then we have some funny videos about animals taking over the the world. Since we can't go out, so the animals will go out and do their thing. And then we have a couple more videos. You know, everybody loves these dog and cat and animal videos. So we're gonna show some of them as well. And then we're going to show a rescue, actually, from New York City Pet Control that they did right here at the Museum of Natural History on the corner. All right, so we have an important show. We're going to start off with something that I feel is very powerful, a different kind of a prayer that was sent to me by Jasmine Tang. And so hopefully I'm going to flip the camera around and we're going to go to see that. And it's just to take a moment just to read what this has to say. And I think it's very special. This is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes, rainbows to follow the clouds, laughter to kiss your lips, hugs when spirits sag, sunsets to warm your heart, friendships to brighten your being, beauty for your eyes to see, faith so you can believe, confidence for when you doubt, courage to know yourself, to accept the truth, patience, and to complete your life, love. Love is the answer, and we're sticking to it. There once was an article in the New York Times that said in that science section on Tuesdays that love was stronger than gravity. Okay, so let's go to the nurses and celebrate National Nurses Day. You know, we've over the years done many, many stories on nurses because we are believers in the good that they do. And anybody that's ever been in the hospital knows the value of a nurse. And we also did many shows with Johnson & Johnson, who has a real outreach to the nurses, and I thank them for doing that, for being a good corporate citizen. But it's interesting. At the end of the 19th century, the lady with the lamp, or as she is more widely known, Florence Nightingale, founded modern nursing. Thanks to her strict use of hand washing, interesting, huh? And hygiene practices while caring for wounded soldiers in the Crimean War, Nightingale and her helpers reduced the death rate from 42% to 2%, ushering nursing as we know it today. On May 6, we recognize the important role nurses play in our lives by celebrating National Nurses Day. And I'll add that my brother-in-law, the radiologist doctor, he did say, actually, in most of our last hundreds and hundreds of years, the two greatest discoveries in medicine was cleanliness, sanitation, and vaccinations. So they're still extremely important. And let's face it, right now we need some to both of those areas to be on top of and to do well. So it concludes actually on May 12th, which is Florence Nightingale's birthday. Oh, I didn't know that, because that's International Nurses Day. And we're going to be doing a bunch of stories with some nurses and some organizations that are working with them. Yet the week was first observed in the United States in 1954 to mark the 100th anniversary of Nightingale's pioneering work in Crimea. Okay, well, a lot of good information here. National Association of Nurses, National Recognition Day of Nurses on May 6th, eventually proclaimed by President Ronald Reagan in 1982, in the movie Bedtime for Bonzo. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so 3 million working nurses in the U.S. today, 3 million, and probably with this pandemic, many more are joining in. Nurses make up a highest percentage of the U.S. healthcare workforce. Interesting. And they come from all around the world to be nurses here in America. We know a lot of Filipino nurses and other countries. So that's a good thing. We thank everybody for doing that. And so many nurses are flying all around. Actually, I just heard JetBlue is giving 10,000 free flights to nurses and medical workers. Okay, if you think that nurses are only found in hospitals, then think again. The majority of registered nurses, 59%, practice elsewhere, such as in nursing homes, oh boy, where they need where we need them badly. They work across the communities to keep people worldwide happy and healthy, and National Nurses Day is the perfect opportunity to show your appreciation, a day to remember, and so on and so forth. Okay, first hospitals. First hospitals, Buddhist Indian ruler Ashoka ordered hospitals to be built along the routes of travelers in 268 BCE. All right, I find that kind of interesting. So thank you for listening to our thoughts here. Let's go to that story on the Lyme disease. No, let's go to story on the hospitals. I'm sorry. Mount Sinai, if I can find it. Hello, Mount Sinai. One more second. I'm pretty sure I thought I had it here. Oh, I hope I just didn't erase it. I might have just erased it. Oh, this happened to me before. Okay. I apologize, everybody. To be frank with you, my eyes aren't so good right now. I have a little sty in the eye, and I can't see too well. But I'm working with my doctor, who's actually affiliated with Mount Sinai, and I'm going to try to find it because I think it's important. So bear with me. This is live television. All right. And I've come from live television, and the soap operas, whatever, local news. Let's see if we can find that piece, everyone. And if we can't, then I'll just pass on it and I'd look at it a later moment. But I don't think it's going to come up so easily because I probably spelled Mount Sinai wrong. Okay, back to the show. And let's go to pet control here, saving a raccoon in New York City. Sorry.
And I guess they're dealing with some animal who's ill. A dead something, maybe. Wow. Holy shit.
Oh, excuse my language. We were going to do a story also about a few animals that have COVID.
What kind of animal is that? A raccoon.
It's a lot of animal testing for disease. A lot of people wonder about that as well. And we're at the Museum of Natural History, a preservation of animals.
Why is the raccoon dying?
So this is a little hard to handle. All I know is that they saved the raccoon and are bring it to get checked out, and we'll see. New York City pets.
I've seen a raccoon over here.
A lot of raccoons. All right.
Wow, you guys are something. You're part of the city of New York, or you're a volunteer organization? Part of the city?
That is city. Thank has so many different this. Kinds of people here. Thank you, heroes. Okay, so this is another scenario of good happening. Let's go to a couple more more pleasant. Here's the oldest. These are little cute little things.
We're fascinated by animals that behave in ways we would never expect. Millions of us watch clips of different species that normally wouldn't come together, showing what looks like friendship, affection, and even love towards each other.
Kate took one look at her. Thank you. Take over now.
Oh, stop it. That just melts your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But what lies at the heart of these behaviors? Can science explain why these unusual partnerships take place? I'm Liz Bonin, and I'm going on a worldwide journey of discovery to find out why animals of different species make friends with each other. Why a cat would adopt ducklings.
I was blown away by what I was seeing. I just couldn't believe it.
If an orangutan could really keep a dog as a pet. Or if two animals of different species could even fall in love.
He's so handsome.
I'm on a mission to find the world's cutest and weirdest animal friends.
Okay. This is a nice show. The world's oddest animal couples. Okay, that's a beautiful thing. Let's go to to learn about how to keep your dog safe. Yeah, this is it. Why is that here? Okay. All right, I'm having a little challenges here technically. But here we go. Lyme disease.
Paul Sackett, Speed News Broadcast, speaking to Dan Mark, Dr. Dan Mark Wilder. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Dog safe from Lyme disease. All righty. You're calling me from Chicago. They have Lyme disease in Chicago area also?
Unfortunately, it is, and that's why with May brings National Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and we're getting that message out that Lyme disease is not only a concern for people, but unfortunately for our pets as well.
So what actually is Lyme disease?
So Lyme disease is a bacteria, unfortunately carried by ticks, and that tick can get on your and latch onto your pet and transmit this disease. And so the problem with Lyme disease is early on, what we call that acute phase of Lyme disease, when that disease affects your pet, the signs are very mild, even transient. What do I mean by that? Your pet might go off food for a day, might be listless, might be lethargic, and then it can potentially move into what we call the chronic stage, particularly if it's left undiagnosed and untreated, where it can start to to affect internal organs like the kidneys and cause kidney failure. And again, if left undiagnosed and untreated, can even be fatal to your pet. So I always recommend, first and foremost, for the pet moms and dads out there, have a conversation with your veterinarian. Chances are they're going to recommend a good flea and tick product, particularly nowadays, because flea and tick products have come a long way. And we use a product in our practice called Bravecto, which is, in the case of dogs, it's an oral chewable that you only have to administer every 12 weeks, which is nice. But the other part of this, too, is make sure that your cats, if you've got cats as a member of the family, they need to be in a flea and tick prevention as well.
Because it can spread?
The problem is this, believe it or not, because I hear this all the time. Hey, Doc, my cat never goes outside. What's their risk? Guess what? I just literally had in my practice the other day, a cat came in with ticks. So there's this misconception. Number one, my cat never goes outside. What's their risk? Number two, they can't get ticks. Both untrue. You can bring in fleas and ticks, and guess where they're going to go? Right to the cat. So I always recommend that cats should also be on a prevention. And again, there's preventions like Bravecto, which is a long duration, because we know cats are a little bit more finicky. So if you only have to administer a product every 12 weeks, it makes compliance a whole lot easier and better for pet moms and dads.
So how does that actually work? Because if I understand that tick actually is something, an animal that actually goes into your body, right? I mean, they literally go into your skin.
They bite you.
So
I thought.
taking this Bravecto, how does that help you? Does that make sure that you don't get sick from the tick? Is that how it works?
So what it'll do is, in the case of dogs, it's an oral chewable. In the case of cats, it's a topical, very safe, very effective. And your point is well taken, because I think sometimes people are under the misconception, hey, if I get a product over the counter, it's very safe. I no longer recommend that. I recommend that they go to their local veterinarian, because there's this newer generation of flea and tick that's been out for a number of years that's very safe, very effective, because ticks are not easy to kill. And so we want a product that is safe and effective and easy to use. And that's why I recommend products like you had mentioned, the Bravecto.
Well, I guess I'm still a little confused myself, and I don't have a, I have a dog, and I don't have a pet. So the dog would take this pill, actually ingest it?
Correct. They would.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
And but the dog then gets bit. Isn't a tick bite you?
Well, what happens is what we don't want to have happen is when the tick latches onto your dog, for instance, that they don't transmit a tick-borne disease. So what happens is, by having a product like Bravecto in your system, if that tick latches onto your pet, it doesn't go to the point where they get engorged. We all know when we see those big fat ticks where they're sucking the blood, because they go into the skin and they can transmit
right.
disease. That's what we want to prevent, and that's what something like the Bravecto will do for your pet.
Can I take one of those? I like to go into the woods.
I wish I could say yes, but I would say you would have to defer to your human doctor.
We're going to leave with that. I actually wonder about that, because I would think that I question that. I mean, how do people deal with it? And we know so many people have Lyme disease going on in their lives, so that's a concern by far. Here's a nice little animal story taken over. We're staying in and the animals can go on out. Yeah. Okay. All right, pretty wild stuff. All right, let's, you know, I'll go back to what the Mount Sinai doctor is saying. I don't think I can find it so easily right now. I apologize. But we'll put it up on Good News and find it at a later moment. Maybe we'll show it tonight, in fact. I think we will. It's 7 o'clock, so. The reason why it's important, as we also know, I mean, I'm sure people are afraid to go to a hospital. But, you know, if you're in the need of an emergency, you have an emergency. You have to deal with it, okay? Because emergencies I know in my own personal life, my colon broke, and if I didn't deal with it at that time, I unfortunately would have passed. So, you know, of course, that was different conditions, and I was lucky they took me in and operated immediately. But, you know, our health is something of wealth, of course, but it's something that has to be dealt with in immediacy. So now talking about health, Claire Diab is a yoga guru. And for Deepak Chopra and many, many, many others. She's the teacher of the teachers, my teacher as well. And she made this video for firefighters. And I've been happy and honored to be able to share it with everybody. And let's hear a little bit from Claire.
To yoga for firefighters and athletes, maintaining internal and external balance. I have designed a short daily routine for you so that you can maintain and improve your strength, flexibility, and balance. So that you can enjoy your life on and off the job, working smart and playing hard. So let's begin. We'll bring our arms down by our sides, standing with our feet hip-width apart. Inhale, reach your arms up over your head, interlacing your fingers, press the palms up, and exhale, bring your arms down. Inhale, arms up over your head, interlacing your fingers, palms up, hold the breath. And exhale, bring your hands down back behind you this time, interlacing your fingers. And then inhale, arms up, chin up, face toward the sky. Exhale, round your shoulders forward, tucking your chin gently towards your chest. Inhale, arms up, creating space around your heart and lungs. Exhale, round forward, lengthening the back of the neck and in between the shoulder blades. Inhale up, exhale down. One more time, inhaling up, exhaling down. Then relax your arms. Inhale, arms up over the head.
Everybody should do these kind of things.
Full standing body stretch. Exhale, arms down by your
side. Inhale, exhale. Breathing, breathing, breathing.
Bring your hands to your heart, and we'll do a series of movements that flow with the breath called sun salutations.
Well, let's do that today.
So come forward on your mat, and just close your eyes for a moment and connect with your heartbeat. Notice your heart beating. See if you can feel your heart beating. Notice it. Feel it. As we improve our circulation, strengthening our heart with sun salutations. Inhale, arms come down and hands to sky pose. Exhale, hands extend to the sides, hand to foot pose. Please bend your knees slightly. Inhaling, left leg back, equestrian pose. As we bend the right knee, reaching up for the sky, making sure that the right knee is in front of the right ankle. Exhale, hands come down. Child's pose. Inhale, variation of plank as we come down onto our bellies, face down. Exhale. Inhale, cobra coming up only where it's comfortable. Exhale, chin in. Child's pose. Inhale, left foot comes forward to equestrian and use your left hand to bring your left foot forward, reaching up towards the sky. Exhale, hands come down. Right foot forward, hand to foot pose, head to knees, bend the knees slightly, roll up, inhaling, hands to sky, exhale, hands to heart, close your eyes, notice your heartbeat now, three more, inhale, reach.
Okay, thank you, Claire. These are very good, sun salutations, classic. Okay, very nice, thank you all. We're going to, I'd just like to mention one reality here. All right, so these are some of our shows this week. We have this Hero 7 o'clock show. We ask you to join in. And tomorrow night, we'll talk a little bit about the different realities, about different communities, multicultural communities, and the COVID concerns. This is a good doctor, ophthalmologist, Dr. Mayan Kishet talks about her realities about eyes in this kind of time here now. We talk about disabilities here, and then we had the Temple Grandin on here, a song from China. This one's in Italian, and so on and so forth, by Eleonora. And then we have thousands of shows here, so take a moment, if you can, consider giving a little donation to the nonprofit that we are. We have our wonderful movie and Peace Day, and we have a book, so on and so forth, and you can receive all those by participating. So thank you very much for today. I love for when people are able to give us a some comments or send us some good news so we can post it up for you. That's our desire. I will like to say thank Carol, because here is my peace day, and I see peace prayer plant, and we have a bud budding, and this is 35 years old that I got in my first television studio, not my first, my second, down on 18th and 5th, that we were there for 17 years. We were in Times Square before that, where Reuters is. My buddy owned the corner there, Marcelino Mieres, another great man. I wanted to, I don't know if we're going to walk outside, but what I wanted to do is share outside, because it's raining. And when it rains, we should be very thankful. Rain clears the air, cleans the pollution. In fact, do you know where most of the pollution goes that man creates? Into the oceans. And we have a show called The Water Hour. We're going to do some Water Hour specials. We've been doing that for a long, long time, way back when we were involved a lot, or continue to be involved, with the Clearwater and Mr. Pete Seeger. So think about fresh water. Think about streams, right, Jason? And creeks and tributaries and oceans and big bodies of lakes and ponds. Water is cool. And think about yourself, because you is water. You are water. You are three-quarters water. So water is very, very important. And they say during this time now, with all these concerns of viruses, to try their best to flush your body as often as you can with some liquids. Liquid is good. Thank you. Today had a lot of animal stuff. We have our one planet world. And we like to always say you are loved, because you are loved. And love yourself. This is Mother Earth. This is an important place. And let's once again thank the nurses, because the nurses are, I'm sure, every one of these things are patient. Oh, my God. And you're the patient, and they are patients with patience. Big time, boy. I tell you, everybody knows how important nurses are, and doctors. More patience. All right, this is one patient day. Confidence. You know, that's important too, to feel that you're with somebody that's exuberates confidence and makes you feel strong, and that you have the courage to hang in there. Courage is it. You got to be strong. Courage is what that original prayer that we did today. You know, I think I'm going to play a song today just because I feel like playing one. And I hope you like it. I don't know what it'll be, but I know that we have Louise Hay, and we usually read a little statement of hers, or I just pick out anything. I am thankful for all the days of my life that I have lived so far. I am also thankful for all the days I have yet to live. Life is so good. Wowie zowie. There's my folks. Mother's Day is coming up, and we welcome you to our show. And I played a little thing that my mother taught me yesterday, but I'm going to play another little thing that, my uncle taught me. On earth. Yeah. Thank you very much for tuning in. One world. Thank you. All right. Have a great day. Stay safe. Stay indoors as much as you can. We're not through this at all yet, unfortunately. This is still a very serious time for everybody. So we must pay heed to that big time. All right. But we will get through this. This too will pass as they have these viruses and pandemics, 1800s, 1900s, seems on the 20s, 1720, 1820, 1920, 2020. So we'll get through it. Let's just be wise and come up with some solutions, which man will do, because man/woman are quite smart. Thank you very much.